What's up, MILF gang gang? It's been a ridiculously long time. I apologize for being MIA for so long. I finally realized that I can't be a super mom all the damn time. So I took a step back and reorganized my focus, prayed for some patience, and took things one day at a time. First, I want to wish everyone a happy new year, and may this year bless you with success, happiness, and fulfillment. I want to start off by sharing this text I received from Spiritual Word. They send me daily prayers and affirmations, and it really sets the tone for my day. So I want to set the tone for your year. In 2020, you may have lost it all. You may have lost everything. You may have lost yourself, lost your friends, family members, your job, your home, or maybe you just ended a relationship with someone you were in love with. Whatever it is you lost, I declare 2021 is the year of your bounce back, and God will replace it all with so much more. As moms, this has been the tryingest of times, but we push through with unwavering support. It's important to know and realize your circumstances are temporary. It's just a means to get to where you're destined to be. The benefit of the pandemic for me was it really slowed my life down and allowed me to zero in on things I was definitely procrastinating on and bypassing. Self-esteem and self-care was always a huge struggle for me. And though I could clearly, you know, encourage someone else and instill affirmations in my children or other mothers, I never invested a fraction of that time into myself. Even with me encouraging my children, I didn't realize that what they saw is ultimately what they absorbed. And they saw my self-doubt, my insecurity, my anxiety, and they experienced my stress. And you can't tell a child to be confident or to go pursue your dreams when they see you doing the exact opposite. There's no example to really lead by. There were no more basketball practices, no more track meets, no more PTA meetings, no more field trips, no social gatherings, no family gatherings. Like, my life had come to a standstill, and though my current business is considered essential and I still will work outside of the home 6 days a week for 8 or 9 hours, I was still far from the super busy, overwhelmed mom that I once was prior to the pandemic. I needed this pandemic so that I could reconnect with myself. Having low self-esteem is a serious dark place. You go to this place to unpack all your shit that's on your heart and in the back of your mind, and you take those things one day at a time and you work on it for however long it takes. Those are your stepping stones out of that dark place. But what you don't do is unpack your shit and move into the dark place. And honey, I was paying mortgage in the dark place. I had just become their mom, just working for their benefit, which isn't wrong, but what about my goals and my dreams? All of that had transitioned into their needs and what they needed me to be for their progression. And when you have a lot of children close in age, the demand is overwhelming. And I was always a mom first, still trying to figure out my second. My self journey was so awakening, but I'm still a huge work in progress every day. I can confidently say now I'm on the path to my purpose. And for years, I thought my purpose was just to be their mom. I wanted them to have and know everything that I did it. And I thought that that would make them better people and make me a better parent. And I thought that I had the advantage of being a younger mom because that could make us closer and we would have like this peer-like relationship, which was ultimately fucking stupid. I knew that They were my legacy, and I focused so much on education and character that I was losing sight of their own individuality and their own dreams. I wanted them to be what I wanted them to be because I already mapped out what I thought that they needed to be. And when you look at generational curses, you think of alcoholism, financial incompetency, early pregnancy, like things that commonly trend and plague families and generations of families. Low self-esteem, I feel like, can be a generational curse, especially among women. My mom and her mom were both strong women, strong personalities, really, really determined. Both were super moms and super grandmoms to the core. And I think for Black women in particular, we're expected to be like heart of gold, made of steel. Like, we don't break and we don't break down. Like, that's so fucking unrealistic. We're expected to just slide into this matriarch position and be there for everybody and guide everybody. But who is there for us? And if you don't take care of you, then who is? And I felt like my mom and my grandmother were these superheroes without question, but very seldomly did you catch them tapping out. They were these attractive, intelligent women with no confidence, and I could never see that until now because I see it in myself. And I started to try to figure out, well, like, where did this come from? And where do these common traits make sense? And it was so easy for my mom to tell me how my character should be, just like it was so easy for me to tell my children how their character should be and how you should carry yourself as a woman or how you should carry yourself as a young man. But how do you teach someone to think highly of themselves when they don't? How do you teach someone to love themselves when they don't, and you don't even know where that comes from? And when you don't love yourself, you're looking for validation in people. You're looking for validation in relationships. You're looking for validation in the things that you have or the things that you own or the things that you've accomplished in life. And none of that solidifies confidence. None of that makes you feel better about yourself. Yeah, you're driven and you're independent and shit, but independence doesn't equate to self-worth. What you can do on your own doesn't mean that you think highly of yourself. And that spoke like eons of volumes for me. Like, Black women have always been the black bone and the glue of their families. Black women are always sacrificing and struggling. It's what we've witnessed our whole lives. It's what society holds us to be. And I don't want that shit for my daughters. I want my daughters to witness and understand the glow up. Be proud of who you are and what you look like and where you come from. Accept your flaws. Improve your flaws and improve those flaws for you, not for anyone else. For you, for the whole benefit of you. Grind for what you want in life and not what you will settle for. Believe in your vision and step out on faith, sis. Step out on it. 2021 is the year of the bounce back. A part of my bounce back was, like I mentioned before, accepting and improving my flaws. I have 4 children, all conceived vaginally. 1 epidural, that was my first child. The other 3 birthed naturally. All within 8 years, like back to back to back. Sadly, that was not Obama's full 2 terms. My last 2 daughters were in his last term, and I ain't had no kids since. But back to my original point, I was always self-conscious about the way I looked prior to me having kids. And my forever changing mom body did not help. I became a chronic yo-yo dieter, which always failed. About 2 years ago, I got super, super skinny, honey. I dyed my hair this awful blonde. I was going for platinum blonde, never got there. I got all these variations of blonde, and it was a shit show. And it broke my hair off ridiculously. I'm still trying to recoup my length back from that. I was on one of these dumb diets, and I became obsessed with waist training fitness, which ultimately worked for me. It helped me consistently keep my weight off and maintain my little curves. I bought every kind of waist trainer you could think of. And once the pandemic started to really like set in, I like started thinking like I could develop my own waist trainer. Like, I know what I want out of this waist trainer, and I can't get it from these other brands. And my waist trainer and various fitness products will be geared to moms that have the same challenges that I have, especially moms struggling with that aftermath baby weight, you know, especially the FUPA, the fat upper pubic area, pelvic area, or as what older women may relate to it as, like the muffin top, that lower stomach that kind of sits so cute in your lap when you sit down. I find that most waist trainers don't have a long enough torso to even focus on that, and if they do, they buckle or they roll up, or the quality is just crap. My company is called Wasting Away Bay. I made this hashtag up, Wasting Away, when I was going through my super skinny, unhealthy era, and I just thought it was cute. And I applied it here because this is what I'm focusing on, and I added the bay as an ode to myself because this was my self-care. This was a part of my stepping stone. I'm wasting away before anyone else meant I'm taking care of me first. I'm committing to being healthy before I do anything else. This was a huge turning point in my self-esteem alone. I curated these products that mimicked my actual weight loss journey. I wanted to lose the weight, but I wanted to keep my curves and lose the gut and the love handle. So I incorporated those aspects into all of my products. Wasting Away Bay products zero in on the FUPA and excess fat through high compression and thermogenic technology, all of which you can learn more about on my website, wastingawaybay.com. My ultimate goal, though, was to inspire other moms and other women who share these same difficulties and encourage them to convert to a healthier lifestyle, to help other moms get out of that dark place that I once was in. We often equate how we look as to how we feel about ourselves, and I did it for so long. And when you feel better about the way you look, your mood ultimately shifts, and I can guarantee you that is nothing but the truth. It's such an accomplishment to look back on where you were compared to where you are. Now in 2021, we can look back on 2020 and be like, yo, I survived some wild shit, and I came out a better me. Mind, body, and soul. So I want to just say cheers to my MILF game. We survived it, and it's only up from here. I promise you.